The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I try very hard not to be repetitious on this program, but sometimes, well, things just need to be repeated. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour on a Tuesday afternoon. Lots of daylight left. I don't know about you, but I love daylight savings. I like it when it gets dark later. I can't stand it. You know, I get off the air at 6 o'clock. And almost all of November and December, I am walking out into the dark. Don't like it. So it's daylight when I'm walking out. It's cold. At least today it is. Now, I don't like sunrise so late in the morning. But, hey, that's the price you pay, I guess. But anyway, I have no idea why I got off on that. Did I give you my phone number? 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. What was I talking about? Repetition. Well, growing up, I grew up in a Bible-believing church, and I went to a public high school. The public high schools back then were not nearly as bad as they are today, but even back then, in the Dark Ages, evolution was taught as fact. Well, I don't believe in evolution. I believe the Bible. I did then. I'm even stronger in it today. But I remember being called a science denier. You're a Christian. You don't believe in science. You believe the Bible. How can you believe those fairy tales in the Bible? We hold to science, but you are a science denier. Well, I remember that. Have you noticed who the real science deniers are today? We've already dealt with the whole transgender thing, so we're not going to get into that, but the fact is, science says there's no such thing as transgenderism, and yet almost every public high school in America embraces anti-science, transgenderism. And then we've got the whole climate change thing. It was global warming. And you'll notice, of course, that the language is continually changing in what's supposed to be subtle science. Back in the 70s, many of you will remember, well, a new ice age is coming. It's going to get colder and colder and colder and colder. The whole world's going to freeze over like it did in the Middle Ages. And then there are illustrations of how cold it got in London, England in 15-whatever. And, you know, and it's going to get like that again. And we're all going to die because we're all going to freeze to death. That was the 70s. And then it was global warming, global warming, global warming, global warming. And now we don't even talk about global warming. Now it's climate change. And why? Because no matter what happens, it's climate change. Case in point, California. California has been through several years of very severe drought. doom and gloom, we're all going to die, or not we, they're going to die because they're going to run out of water. All the reservoirs are empty. Lake Mead is empty. The Colorado River is almost empty. And they're all going to die because of a drought. It's going to continue. It's going to go on and on and on and on because of climate change. No help in sight. And then this winter came. I double dog dare you to find anybody who predicted what has happened in California and Nevada and Colorado this winter. I dare you to find anybody who predicted this. Record rain, record snow. Unbelievable. And I can't find anybody who predicted this. Everybody say, oh, we're probably going to have many more years of drought. Yeah, right. Have you been watching the news out in California? And what is the cause of the drought? Climate change. What is the cause of the record amount of rain and flooding and snow? Climate change. Well, how can it be both? Well, it's easy. Climate change covers everything. Which brings me to the President of the United States. Earlier in the program, I played for you a clip, an audio clip, where the President of the United States spouted absolutely anti-science nonsense about transgenderism. Nonsense. Anti-science, not based in science, based only on feelings and emotion. I'm not going to go over that again because we already did that. But that's not all he had to say. Yes, President Biden, with his keen scientific mind, said, we have angered Mother Nature. What? Huh? We have angered Mother Nature. What? Are we some pagan tribe who believes we have to appease the spirits so we don't anger the spirits? No, he really said this. He honestly said this on The Daily Show. Is there anything more anti-science than Mother Nature? President Biden argued that Mother Nature was angry at how humans have treated the Earth. Again, look at ancient civilizations, pagan civilizations. And if the weather was bad, they thought, ooh, we've ticked off the gods. And so we got to offer some sacrifices because we have angered the gods. And we look at that and we go, how ridiculous is that? We got the President of the United States. He's saying Mother Nature is angry at how humans have treated the Earth. Quote, what happened? He's talking about the extreme weather on the West Coast. And I'm quoting, what happened was Mother Nature let her wrath be seen in the last 2 years. So people can't deny it anymore. What happened was Mother Nature let her wrath be seen in the last 2 years. Well, now, wait a minute. A year ago, we were in a drought on the West. Terrible, horrible, awful drought. Now we've got exactly the opposite. Make up your mind, Mr. President. And then he said this, and I'm quoting, if we don't keep the temperature from going above 1.5 degrees Celsius raised, then we're in real trouble. That whole generation is damned. That's not hyperbole. really, truly in trouble. The President of the United States is making reference to pagan spirits. We've angered Mother Nature, and she's mad. And so we got to offer some sacrifices to Mother Nature to make her happy. Oh, Mr. President, what are those sacrifices? You got to give up your gas-guzzling car. That's a sacrifice you have to make to Mother Nature. You got to sacrifice. We got to offer sacrifices. Mother Nature is angry and we're all going to die. Give up your cars. This is, oh my goodness. All right. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I made a promise to all of you that when Joe Biden became president, that I would not allow the program to become all Biden all the time. And I intend to keep that promise. When Barack Obama was president, most conservative talk shows were all Obama all the time. Every day, tune into the program. Obama did this, it was bad. Obama did this, it was bad. Obama said this, it was bad, it was bad, it was bad. Turn that program off. Come back 3 months later. It was exactly the same thing. I quit listening to a lot of conservative talk radio when Obama was president because it was the same thing every day. And I just got tired of it. And so I made a promise I wouldn't do that. And I hope I haven't. We've talked about many other things today. And haven't spent a lot of time on President Biden yesterday or last week. But there are times that you need to be informed. Like President Biden saying, we've made Mother Nature angry. Now, how deeper can you get scientifically than that? I mean, seriously, talk about deep, heavy climatological science. We've made Mother Nature angry. Whew. Man, doesn't get any more scientific than that. And I read it to you. He already said that. But then there's this story. During the entire campaign for president, when he was running against Donald Trump, he had several themes. And one of them was tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. Nobody making over $400,000 or under $400,000 will see their taxes. Well, that was not true. That was one of his themes. But another theme that was very prominent. And if you spend just a couple of minutes, you can pull up all the audio clips, and there are dozens of them. In speech after speech after speech, in the presidential debates among the Democrats with Trump, no more drilling. Elect me as president, we will not drill anymore, especially in Alaska. No more drilling. No more drilling. No more. He said it over and over and over again. Mr. Biden, what about drilling in Alaska? I assure you there will be no more drilling in Alaska because I believe in protecting Mother Nature. Well, there's a little problem. Gas prices are really high, and we know that one of the reasons is because we're no longer producing the amount of oil that we once were here in America. When Joe Biden first became president, we were energy independent. We needed to import no oil whatsoever. We still were, but we didn't need to. And in fact, we were exporting a bunch of oil. We were energy independent. No more. And people vote to a great extent with their pocketbook. And so 2024 is coming up. And whether Biden chooses to run again, I can't imagine that he would be that foolish. There is not a single poll anywhere that gives Joe Biden any chance whatsoever to be reelected. Didn't make any difference who did the poll. I have not seen a single poll that gives him any chance of being reelected. But he wants, if he doesn't, he wants a Democrat. And there's a problem with high gas prices and so forth. So he has violated his campaign promise. Quote, the Biden administration announced yesterday that it is moving forward with approving a massive 30-year oil drilling project in Alaska over objections from climate activists and Democratic lawmakers about its environmental impact. It's not just a massive drilling project. It's 30 years of it. And we don't have time to get into all of the weeds on this, but there were five requests by oil companies to drill new projects in Alaska. Five of them. President Biden has approved three of the five. But he is claiming he is still the environmental president because, well, he didn't approve all five of them. He only approved three. And because he didn't approve all of them, he is still the hero of the environmental movement. Environmental activists are not happy, but they're in the minority. And the president is thinking about 2024. And whether he runs or another Democrat runs, they can say, we approved new drilling in Alaska, and we are now producing X number of barrels of oil, and we did this all just for you folks, the American people. So he has risked ticking off a bunch of environmental activists to please more people that might, maybe, could vote for him. Interesting. Hey, when we come back, we're going to shift gears completely. Will Catholic priests marry? Maybe.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.